honey, just how long are you going to be home for?
Two glorious foot-picking days.
Well, pace yourself, dear. You know, if you pick too much today, you'll have nothing left to pick tomorrow. And you know how we all look forward to your annual ear, nose, and tooth medley. You know, it's a shame you don't have another arm. Then you could just sort of get them all going at once.
You know, Peg, if you'd wash my socks, they might not adhere to my feet.
Great, Dad.
Thanks for the great time. Oh, Daddy. You're home. I got up early so I could get you the Sunday paper.
Where is it?
Where's what?
You tell. You're wearing the same dress you wore out for your date last night. How does it keep its shape in the glove compartment of a car?
Oh, go kiss your Stridex pad. Now, wait a minute. Is everybody going to be home today?
Not me. I've got to get some money for tickets to the Oozing Meat concert tomorrow. So I've got to roll up my sleeves and work really hard to get this money. Oh, Daddy, can I have the money, please? It's only $175.
But I'm afraid that you can't go, Funky.
Mommy, can I have the money? Oh, the kids are going.
Crying only works on men, dear.
Well, there aren't any more in the room. Gotta get that money, but I don't know how. Oh, my head hurts. I have to rest.
Come on, Kel. Just do like I do. Use your wits.
I do.
I said wits. With a W.
Mommy, he's spelling at me again.
Stop taxing your sister, bud.
I don't know what you're so happy about, warthog. You need money for tickets, too.
Au contraire, boy go round. I have my tickets.
How? Hello, Mr. Bundy. We're ready to go camping.
We'll have a good time.
What now?
Your station is camping, Bundy. We own you. We bought you in an auction, see?
Go a camping and a trapping with Al Daniel Bundy.
Bud, did you sell your dad?
Well, you're the only thing in this house we could spare.
I mean, this would be great for the kids. A camping and a trapping, a picking and a flicking. You know, you can have a toe jamboree.
Hey, Al. Well, hi there, neighborhood tyke.
Hey, it's the guy who gives us potatoes on Halloween.
See, look what Bud did.
Wilderness man and trapper, learn how to survive.
Bundy's trying to weasel out of the deal.
How can you disappoint these kids, Al? Look at their innocent little faces.
Tell you what, I'll take you, little fellas.
Yeah! But you're not the great-great-grandson of Daniel Bundy.
That's true. My ancestors could read and write.
Oh, come on, Al. If you trap too many bars to carry home, I'll hit you.
I would rather slam my nose in a car door. I would rather have a proctologist named Dr. Hook. I would rather watch Roseanne Barr do a striptease than take these little booger machines camping.
Well, good, honey. Then we can spend the whole day together snuggling.
Up, campers! Let's go get us some gear, chip in for gas, and get me the hell out of here.
Have a good time, Dad.
Not so fast, Daniel Jr. See, if I'm a going, you're a going. The only difference is, I'm a coming back.
Ah, the great outdoors. This is camping. Isn't it great? Just smell that air.
I was marking our territory.
I'm glad you're in a jovial mood. You fall asleep at the wheel, you roll the van, you lose our supplies, and thanks to you, we're going to die.
I want my mommy.
Yeah, so does your dad's brother.
Al, that is not the way to keep a child's spirits up. You have to keep children busy. Involve them with something.
Okay, kids, with me, right here.
Nice. The whole house to ourselves. Wish it could always be like this. No noses to wipe. No tears to dry. No one to send to their rooms. It is so nice without Al.
Mrs. Rose, you look lovely tonight.
Why, thank you, dear. Can you give me $175 so I can go to a rock concert? I wouldn't give my own daughter $175. Hopefully I'll like her.
Kelly, how many times have I told you? Mommy's friends are to loan mommy money.
My life is over. I might as well be her.
Oh, honey. Just do what I used to do. Push your way to the limo and tell the road manager it's worth letting me in. Ask anybody. And if anybody touches you, scream jailbait. Jay.
I cannot wait till the girls get here. I remember my mother used to have her friends over to play cards. She'd put out the food. I'd serve it. But I didn't mind. I just loved listening to them talk about how I'd never grow breasts. How I'd never get a guy. How my pelvis didn't stand a chance during childbirth. And they'd all laugh. After the rum cake kicked in, Mom would pretend to lose me to Mrs. Hampy, the woman that could never stop sweating. Well, it was traumatic then, but looking back on it now, I realize, God, I hate my mother.
Louise and Fern, just breathe into a bag for a minute. I'll get the door.
Hi!
Girl, did you see that new check at the mini mart?
Woo! He can work his way through this college.
Take a place and park it. The night is young, the men are gone, the game is poker, and the only thing wild is me. Kelly, you want to join us?
Sure, why not? Look what my life has become. Playing cards with a bunch of sea hags.
You've all lost weight.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Have you ever played before?
Just with the guys.
Well, answer up.
I see you play how we youngsters play. Clothes on.
Actually, honey, we play for money.
Well, then count me out. I have to save my money for... Well, maybe just one hand.
Okay, great. Now, who's got change for a dollar? I want to cash Al's paycheck.
Firesley.
Tell us this scary story, Daniel.
Okie dokie. Kids, gather around the flashlight. Now, once upon a time, there was a young boy. A boy full of hope. He was single, thus he was happy. Then one night, much like tonight, something rose from the swamp. He heard a noise behind him. Thump, thump. Thump, thump. He walked a little faster. Thump, thump. Thump, thump. Then he stopped. And there, in the light of a bar, stood the evil, red-headed, high-heeled spandex monster. He ran from it. He stood it up. He dated others, but nothing could stop it. He could hear its wild call. Oh, honey. Honey. It was horrible. Finally, it trapped him. Opened its hideous mouth, bared its fangs, and said, marry me.
Did he marry it, Colonel?
Yes, I'm afraid he did. And he was never heard from again. But the worst of it is, there's still some of them out there. There might be one behind that tree. Then again, there might not be. But beware. Wherever a man is free and has change in his pocket, they'll come a-creeping, and they can't be stopped. Now sleep, if you can.
Wow. Some story, huh, kids? Now, join me in a little song we learned when I was a lad at Camp Schoharie. Alas, my love, you do me wrong to cast me out discourteously. For I have loved you so long.
So this is how it ends, eh, Dad?
Green sleeves.
Steve, could you shut up?
Al, I'm trying to get these kids' minds off the fact that they are going to die. Green.
It's going to be okay. See, your mother hasn't heard from us for a while. So she thinks we're having a good time. Ergo, she has to stop it. So she's probably on the phone to the state troopers by now.
Phone is off the hook. What if our husbands want to call us?
That's why it's off the hook.
Give me a chance. I'll guess the name of the leaf. Not familiar. Jagged edges. I'm sure I know this.
Maybe tasting it would help.
No, I'm stumped. What is it?
When Uncle Steve gets done bathing his body and tongue in the stream, he'll hurry back and teach you all how to play tree diving.
Bundy, you stick. We're starving.
Dad, I had a date tonight with the girl they call Ever Ready. And why haven't the women come to save us?
I don't know. Maybe they can't find us. Maybe there's a white sale someplace. All right, look, kids, you're old enough to know the truth. They left us here to rot. But don't worry, because we've got a secret weapon.
Owl in my hair! Owl in my hair!
It's not him, is it?
No! No, it's Buck. Steve, we'll send Buck home with a note telling the women where we are, and we'll be saved.
Do you think Buck can do it?
I know he can. Because I've dropped him off in every part of town, he always finds his way home. Hey, Buck. Take this note. Go find Mommy. Run, boys! Run like the wind! I think if we keep our wits about us, we'll all come out of this okay.
Bees!
Full house. Read them and weep. All I've got is four ones.
Those are aces, honey.
You mean I win again? I guess I'll never get this game right. 4-1. 4-1. That's the seventh hand in a row she's gotten 4-1.
Are you calling my daughter a cheat?
But where I come from, if it walks like a cheat, quacks like a cheat, we string it up like a cheat.
Marcy, think about it. If my daughter were a cheat, she wouldn't be failing high school.
Thanks, Mom.
All right, ladies, this time kings are wild. Just deal, girly.
You think the guys are okay?
Oh, I'm sure they're fine. They're with my Steve. He was practically born in the woods.
Put some more mud on my tongue, please. The poison oak is really kicking in. Zoe's choosing.
Okay, kids. If we get out of this alive, what are we going to do? Victor?
Never marry.
That's right. So remember, kids, when you meet a woman, no matter how nice she is or what she looks like, remember, women get worse. They get...
older. Meaner.
Fatter.
That's compassionate.
Very good. Bud, how's Steve doing?
He's doing great, Dad. Who are we kidding? He's a goner. I said we put rocks in his pockets and roll him into the river.
Hey, that's good buzzard bait you're throwing away there. Ah, what am I saying? Buck the Wonder Dog will save the day. He's dying, Victor.
Thus dies the house of Agamemnon.
Time to the yardarm, Mr. Christian.
Oh, look, Father. I sat in something icky.
Did I get a club, Dad?
Yeah, at least watching them gives us something to do.
Oh, cool, he's foaming again.
Enjoy it while you can, because help is on the way. Come on, Buck. Come on, Buck. Come on, Buck. Come on, Buck.
Yes, I'm going to the Oozing Meat concert, and I would like a stretch limo. Oh, and have some lobster back there for me. Getting backstage is hungry work, you know.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, great. Filthy little cheat. I lost my grocery money.
Me too. My husband's going to go nuts.
Oh, don't worry. Just tell him you've got PMS and you'll kill him. Honey, I didn't want to say anything while the girls were here, but I saw you cheating. Now, you know what you have to do.
Yes, Mommy. The usual 50%?
Let's make it 60, just to teach you a lesson. Kelly, can't your dates just honk the horn like they do? Well, I guess not. Oh, look, he's got something in his mouth. Oh! Well, I guess he'll give it to us when he's ready.
Can't we shut him up?
We need him, bud. He's keeping the animals away. Don't worry about it. Buck's gonna save us. Believe me. I don't know. I trained him.